Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exurgen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exurgen. You're listening to Overtime here with Chris Miles. We just had Darren Haynes on. Gave us some insight into Dwayne Haskins' mindset right now. Said he also spoke to Adrian Peterson, who's in a good place, leading the Detroit Lions in rushing yards as he just continues to do season after season, year after year, even when we think it's over. Just an incredible career for Adrian Peterson. But let's head to New York, where Chris Williamson, sports anchor at SNY, is here to join the show now. What's up, Chris? How's it going?
What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Man, look, when I looked at, I mean, obviously you have to watch two putrid teams in New York, in the Jets and the Giants, but it was the Giants that came out on top against the Washington football team. What'd you think when you saw Washington going for two at the end of regulation?
I said, that's bold. I said, that's bold by Ron Rivera, you know, Riverboat Ron. And honestly, that was a gift, you know, for the Giants, because I think if they went into overtime, you know, if Washington had decided to just kick a field goal or just kick the extra point, I think they might have wound up winning the game, Washington, that is. So the Giants should be very happy that Ron Rivera decided to make the decision to go for two. I mean, the play call, Chris, was not well thought out. It wasn't schemed well to throw the defense off balance or anything like that. So I was shocked, especially because of the way, you know, the NFC East has been playing. You would think they would just go, they would be happy with going to overtime, and then they'd duke it out from there. For him to make that gutsy call to go for two, to win the game on the road, you know, you're scratching your head a little bit.
But see, that's the key point. You're basically saying what I said. When I watched it develop, I'm like, what? You have all the momentum. Your defense has been really good all game. The only way that they've scored is off of your turnovers. Why wouldn't you just go to overtime?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm 100% with you. And I think sometimes coaches may get a little too prideful and sometimes, you know, even arrogant and think that they can pull off something that just isn't really realistic, especially with the personnel that they have, right? It's not as if, you know, there's Russell Wilson back there or Aaron Rodgers or, you know, Tom Brady or anything like that. You have Kyle Allen, who caused Ron Rivera to get fired in Carolina.
And he brought him back. Let's run it
right,
back.
He brought him back. He said, you know what? You called me to get fired, but you know the system. You know the system. And I can't – it's so infuriating to me when you have – like the situation with Haskins, where he's given a tight leash, and then you bring in a guy who is familiar with your system. But let me tell you something. As a guy who played at Syracuse, and I worked with people, quarterbacks, who they knew the system. Like when Ryan Nassib left, there was a quarterback, backup quarterback, who knew the system. Everybody knew that. I was like, yeah, you know, he knows the system in and out. But when it came time to execute that system, shell-shocked, frozen, right? And so I say all that to say you would have been much better served by going to OT. And as you said, the defense was playing well for Washington. It wasn't as if, you know, Daniel Jones was lighting them up or anything like that. Just, I didn't get the decision.
Speaking of Daniel Jones, how is he viewed in New York?
You know, I think it was Kyle Brandt. He said he's like tapioca pudding. You know, you never know. He's not bad, you know what I'm saying? But he's not great. You know, it's kind of in between. Like, here's what this consensus I get around Giants Nation is that he is a okay quarterback. He isn't a scrub. He isn't a guy who is like Nathan Peterman by any stretch of the means. He's shown flashes in great pocket awareness and ability to make plays on the run. But at the same time, you have all these situations where he's turning the ball over. And a lot of times, Chris, that's on him. Sometimes, you know, receiver drops the ball or what have you. But in those picks, in those interceptions, the fumbles, that's really on Daniel Jones. So for me, I think people aren't like, yeah, you know, he needs to be benched. You know, nobody's asking for Colt McCoy to come out there. But they think, you know, he's not a franchise QB at this point. He's turned the ball over in every one of his starts except one. Every one of his starts except one in his short career.
And it was against the Washington football team. I believe he had 5 touchdowns.
Yes, exactly. And then this time, you know, he throws a pick to Fuller, I think it was, and it was a questionable call, but it was a horrible decision for him to make that throw, you know, in the end zone. Daniel Jones isn't a scrub, but he's not changing the franchise, I'll tell you that much.
Who's the worst team in the NFC least? Because I've been trying, you know, normally you go, all right, who's the best team? And you try to figure it out and who has the best record and in point differential. Who's the worst team? Because that was the Giants before last Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I think it's Dallas. And even though right
they
now.
They have the best record.
I know, they have the best record. They have the best record. You know, but you know they shouldn't have beaten, you know, Atlanta. That was a fluke game. Atlanta gave that away by their incompetence on special teams and overall the whole coaching staff and players. But look, Dallas can't – Ezekiel Elliott, he's got fumbleitis, okay? He's fumbling the ball 2 times. You can't blame that on the coaches. You know, you see reports that players are saying the coaches aren't well prepared. They don't know how to adjust on the fly. They're not teaching them anything. You don't need to teach anybody anything when it comes to handling the rock, you know, handling the football. That's on you. If you can't handle the rock, that has nothing to do with coaching in my eyes, because that's something that is taught from day one about protecting the football. The defense has never shown up, Chris. They have never shown up in any game this year. I don't know what their defensive coordinator is doing, but clearly it stinks. And
they're giving up like 40 a game.
Yeah, bro, these are video – they're giving up video game numbers, okay? Video game numbers. And I know that, you know, they've had some injuries here and there, but especially on offense. But there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for giving up 40-plus points a game when you have all that talent, you know what I'm saying? And you're in the National Football League. At least be competitive. You just cannot emphasize enough just how poorly coached and how the lack of effort is there for these players right now. So I would say Dallas, because on both sides of the ball, they're awful. Like, straight up. Andy Dalton, come on now. What did people really think he was going to be just a little drop-off from Dak? If they did, they don't know anything about football. So I would say the Cowboys, even though, you know, they've got the best record in the NFC East.
The team with the best record is the worst team. I mean, that's just the kind of season we're dealing with now. So you're saying the Cowboys are the worst team.
Yeah.
Who is going to actually win this division? And, okay, better question than that. And here in D.C., Ron Rivera has said, yes, we're competing to win the NFC East. Is that the same sentiment in New York? Has the coaching staff said that publicly?
You know, they're about developing their players. They, after they lost Saquon Barkley, I think they understood, probably shifted their focus. But I don't think I've heard, you know, that publicly as far as, you know, we want to win a division. But I'll tell you this, the guy who's running that team, Joe Judge, is about winning. Like, you see what he's done in the offseason with his antics, you know, making people run laps, you know, if they're late or, you know, they have a loaf on a play, they're practicing in the rain, you know, because it's good for character development and being able to play in any type of situation, even though there was not going to be any rain, you know, for the game against Washington. They're about winning, you know, and it's a unique situation because we're in such a horrible division, but they're trying to win. You know what I'm saying? If they win and beat the Eagles on Thursday and then Washington beats Dallas, they'll be in a three-way tie. So they don't even have to say it publicly. It's like, yo, we're in this thing. We're still in the thick of it. So, yeah.
You realize that's what's about to happen just to make this as chaotic as possible. Who is Daniel Jones' backup, by the way?
Cole McCoy. Yeah, coming from Washington. I know he's been all over the place. You know, Dallas, Washington, and now here with the Giants. But that's the thing, Chris. Nobody's screaming for him to come out because it isn't as if, you know, he is some great backup QB that needs his moment to shine. We know what Cole McCoy can do, and it's not a whole lot. All right, not that much when you look at his overall game film from his NFL career. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the point that I'm making as far as what we're dealing with this team as Dwayne Haskins. You draft him in the first round, which at the time, we're like, wait, what? You know, people thought he would be available in the second or third round. That's the main. That's the number one point from that. They draft him in the first round, and then take Montez Sweat as well. Okay, and when you look at that, you make a commitment when you draft a quarterback in the first round. The only guy I can think of in the last 5 years that got drafted that high and was given a boot was Josh Rosen, and that was so the Cardinals could go get Kyler Murray with the first overall pick. So it's like you draft him in the first round, but then you go with Kyle Allen, who is 1-9 in his last 10 starts with 16 interceptions.
Right. And the similarity with that is Cliff Kingsbury took over after they drafted. That wasn't his guy. So he's like, look, I don't got nothing to do with Josh Rosen. My guy is Kyler Murray. That's who I know is going to run the offense. Well, we're going to be a machine. Similarly speaking, you know, Ron Rivera had the same thought. Like, Dwayne Haskins, that's not my guy. That's not who I brought in. I brought in Kyle Allen. Now, the difference is Kyle Allen had a much less talented body of work. Just a much less impressive body of work than Kyler Murray did when he was coming out of college. And I think that Haskins got a really raw deal. I see that. I don't know what the purpose of all these reports, these leaks from the organization, that, you know, his work ethic isn't great. When he got the job, you know, he was feeling himself and he didn't work as hard. He's bragging about his stats after a big loss. All I know is they are trying to tarnish this man's reputation so much that people may be, teams may not even want to trade for him. Like, they may just end up, you know, cutting him at the end of the day because he's not even active, Chris. He's not even active. What does that say about the faith or the lack of faith that this organization, that Ron Rivera has in Dwayne Haskins? Remember now, Daniel Snyder, his son, real cool with Dwayne. So in order for them to make that type of statement, where they bench him, where you're not even dressing for a game, to me, even though Rivera said, you know, I haven't given up on Dwayne, I don't believe that for 1 minute. I don't think Rivera is a bad guy. You know, he's out to malign people, but I do know there's some fishy stuff going on when you have all these leaks about his, about Haskins' lack of work ethic and, you know, that he's not a team guy first. It's a really unfortunate deal for Dwayne to be in. You know, that's what happens sometimes for black QBs, as you know, covering all the different teams that you've been able to cover, you know, in your career. They have a shorter leash. And it's sad because we're in 2020. It shouldn't be that way.
Well, like, I mean, the situation with RG3, I was here when that happened, and it was perplexing all around. I mean, it was drama every step of the way, any way you want to slice it. And then to see Cam Newton, that situation, I mean, an MVP caliber quarterback just let go and can't get a contract. I mean, we could talk about that for days, in the situation in the NFL. But Dwayne Haskins is an interesting situation in trying to figure out what's going to happen next. Unfortunately, we're out of time in this segment on the show, but I appreciate having you, and I'm going to have you back if you're down the week that the Washington football team faces the Giants again, because I think it's going to be crazy if both the Washington football team and the New York Giants win this week. Then it's going to set up a situation where they play again after the bye, possibly the lead in the NFC East up in the air between those two teams.
Yeah, man. So I'll be more than happy to come on and talk about these two deteriorating teams, at least for 2020, man. It's been a pleasure.
You say deteriorating, I say competing for the NFC least title in 2020. Chris Williamson from SNY, thanks for stopping by Overtime. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, man. Be safe.
In a few minutes, we're going to have Tony Massenburg, NBA champion, joining the show. There's been some trade rumors. There's always trade rumors surrounding Bradley Beal, but with the NBA draft coming up, they're really circling. The Sharks are just, they sense blood in the water. I don't believe in the trade rumors, but some of them are very interesting, including some that could be very beneficial for the Washington Wizards. Tony Massenburg is going to join the show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to go back to our interview with Darren Haynes. He said he spoke with Dwayne Haskins and Adrian Peterson. Stick around on Overtime. The Washington Wizards, we know they've been off the radar since the NBA restart, really since March, let's be honest. They went to the restart and did nothing. Once Bradley Beal said he wasn't playing in that thing, like, come on. We weren't paying attention. I think they went 1-7 or they went winless. The point that I'm making is this. They're trying. John Wall is healthy, supposed to play at the start of next season, which they're saying is going to start in January around Martin Luther King Day, or just in that time frame, not particularly on that day. But this team, with a healthy John Wall and Bradley Beal, should make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. The thing is, the rumors that circulated in the past 2 to 3 days are all around Bradley Beal. Now, when I say that, you have to understand that the free agent market this offseason is awful. It's not like Giannis and Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James and Anthony Davis, Paul George. These guys are not making it. Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, they're not top-tier players that are saying, I'm going to change teams this year. So the rumor mill has to circulate. How does, for instance, the Lakers, clearly they barely had enough to win a championship. They want to retool their roster. They're old. They have players that look like they gave it all they had and have nothing left in the tank. Bradley Beal to L.A. L.A. has nothing to offer. However, a team that didn't play in a restart, one of the most exciting teams of all time, the Golden State Warriors, get Steph Curry, get Klay Thompson back. They have the second pick in the draft. What are they going to do with a rookie? Aha! Trade! Well, who can they trade for? Bradley Beal! He plays on a bad team! That's what the NBA is doing right now. But the Lakers don't have anything that the Wizards could take back. They would need to get like another team involved to make it even worth me talking to you right now. The Golden State Warriors, they have enough pieces that if they call the Washington Wizards and say, look, I know Bradley Beal is not on the market, here's what we're going to offer you. I think the Washington Wizards would be foolish not to take that phone call, not to think, okay, we could get James Wiseman, a 7-footer that's apparently amazing, and a decent player in Andrew Wiggins for Bradley Beal. Because you got to have the cap number matchup, and the Wizards would keep their 9th overall pick. I think you could get that deal to work in that way. And with that 9th pick, I have a couple of prospects I'm high on. I don't know what they're looking at right now, but I would hope it would be shooting or a top-tier defender. I just think that might be a good look. I know Bradley Beal is an all-star and a veteran, but getting a young, high-caliber center like James Wiseman for Brad, I think that could be a good look. Skip Bayless talked to Shannon Sharp about that on his show. It's been circulating. There's been some rumors. There's also the New Orleans Pelicans, rumored to be a team interested in Bradley Beal. They have way too many pieces to put on the floor. They need to consolidate. Could some of those pieces look good here? I kind of think so. But does Tony Massenburg, NBA champion with the San Antonio Spurs, analyst for the Washington Wizards, former Maryland Terp, what does he think? Find out next on Overtime.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's kind of hard trying to figure out who's going to play for the Wizards next season. Or maybe not. I mean, it's, according to the team, they're not looking to do anything. But according to everyone else, there's a lot of rumors flying around about this team. Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's bring in Tony Massenburg, a longtime analyst now for the Washington Wizards, a long veteran in the NBA. Tony, how many seasons you play? What was it, 15, 20? Long time.
Played 15 years, Chris. 15
and,
years.
And some time overseas as well, right? That's why I was getting
2 years overseas. Yeah, 13. You got 13 in the NBA, 2 overseas, man.
So, Tony, I mean, it's almost exhausting, the rumor mill surrounding Bradley Beal. But the one deal that caught my attention, I actually talked about this last week when the Lakers thing was coming up. I said, man, it's the Golden State Warriors who have a war chest that don't make sense for what they're trying to accomplish. It would be essentially, the rumor is, the number 2 overall pick, assuming James Wiseman, the 7-footer out of Memphis, would be there, and you would get Andrew Wiggins in the deal. Is that good enough for Bradley Beal?
Hey, listen, that's tempting. You know, the only void you leave there when you talk about Andrew Wiggins, you know, again, Bradley being a knockdown shooter, you know, that's just a characteristic right now in a league that features space and pace. Guys that can really knock the three down at a high clip the way that Brad can, they have real value. And unfortunately for Brad, he didn't make the All-NBA team, but that's not because he's not an All-NBA player. He is most definitely an All-NBA player in my mind. It's just unfortunately some people higher up didn't see it that way. But Brad has done everything that I think you can expect of a guy that was drafted, you know, third pick in the draft when he came out. And we've watched him consistently get better. So you know what you have in Bradley Beal. And to me, you know, it's got to be one heck of a deal. And that, you know, you just said it. The Golden State Warriors have a treasure chest of just draft picks and just talent. And so if there's anybody that could really give the Wizards something that may be somewhat equal value, maybe not the type of shooter, you may not be able to replace that, but you could address some other concerns on the team when you talk about rebounding and inside play and you know, a big guard if you're going to go with a guy like Andrew Wiggins at 6'8".
Now, that is a very big hypothetical. It's not as if we just want to make sure we're clear about this because as reputable sources, you and I, you working for the Wizards as an analyst and me working for the NBA, we are not citing actual sources and people within the organization. These are just trade rumors. The other one I saw out there, which makes me want to get on the phone and place a phone call about, was to the New Orleans Pelicans, who also have, you know this, Tony, they have too many players that can't have a big enough role. Like, right. That are clearly talented, but they don't fit. And what they need around Zion Williamson is outside shooting. So I believe they have 3 first-round picks in this upcoming draft, which helps tremendously with salary cap space. And also, you know, an all-star in Brandon Ingram, a former all-star in Drew Holiday, who's kind of overpaid and out of place in that situation. And if you want to say guys like Lonzo Ball, they got a lot of interesting pieces. But do they have the right pieces, do you think, to be intriguing for Washington?
You know, I just don't think so. I mean, for me, and again, you and I are just talking and you know, we're playing, you know, virtual GMs or whatever you want to call it, you know, discussing these rumors. I just really, when I look at the backcourt, you know, there are not very many teams in this league that have all-star backcourts. And it's not easy to develop one. And the Wizards have one right now. And it's just some of the other areas when you talk about rebounding and other guys on the team that have to be able to create points and score without being set up. That's what John Wall and Bradley Beal need. They need a third guy that can give them something on a consistent basis that doesn't have to take away from what they're doing. So when we talk about these scenarios, you know, there are a ton of them out there. And again, it has to be one heck of a package when you talk about moving a Bradley Beal. You look at this, you brought up the whole New Orleans deal. Sure, there's talent there. Drew Holiday is a guy that we've heard mentioned in rumors before. Clearly, Alonzo Ball could be the, you know, a guy that you could bring in that could be a combo, a little bit of a combo, and most definitely would be that backup point guard that John Wall has never had that would allow him to take a break and not basically have things fall apart because you don't have a true floor general. And you'd also take pressure off of Brad having to play that role. So there are scenarios, and certainly New Orleans has pieces. But again, when I'm looking at the Washington Wizards, I'm looking at an all-star backcourt that just needs more defense in the post in particular, some rim protection, better rebounding, and again, a guy that can give them some scoring, whether it be at the 4 or the 3. They just need a guy that can give them some consistent scoring, that third scorer, and a guy that can defend his position, not necessarily at a high level, but just a guy that won't be exposed and will continue to be consistent for him offensively. So there are a number of things when you look at what the Wizards need. It's just a matter of what are they willing to give up to address some of those needs.
Can they get that with the 9th pick in this draft?
I don't know if they can get it at 9. Because, again, I think once you get past the, you know, top 5, you know, even, you know, 6-7 on down, you start looking at some of these guys, they're going to need some time to develop. You know, there were some guys that I saw that, you know, I'm looking at a guy from the kid from USC. I believe his name is, he's African, so obviously his name is difficult to, but I believe it's Okanwangu or something like that. Onika, I think is his first name. And he is a guy who's long and athletic, very bouncy, a tremendous athlete, about 6'9", but a great rim protector, but a little, you know, needs some polish offensively. That's a guy that's going to take some time to develop. I look at a guy like Obi Toppin, who now is, you know, they're talking about
he won't go past 4.
At the very top. Yeah, he won't go, exactly, he won't go past 4. So you have, if you're the Wizards, I know he's a guy that Tommy Shepard would love to have, but again, what are you willing to do to move up in the draft to potentially get him? Because he's a guy that everybody likes, and so he could actually go number 1 in this draft.
So as of today, it's believed that the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to go Anthony Edwards. It's believed that the Golden State Warriors are doing all their homework on James Wiseman, but we've heard those kinds of stories before. And if you just look at the draft for the Golden State Warriors, if they're drafted for themselves, I think Obi Toppin would go too. I really do. I think he would be an excellent fit for them, but, I mean, so could James Wiseman. they're just a juggernaut team all around, and they make it work with whoever it is. But I think for the Wizards, 9 in this draft, trying to find the impact player. Rui Hachimura is still developing. I know they're high on him. But if you have Rui there, so Brad and John have their solidified starting spots, what do you think is the biggest position of need for the Wizards in trying to figure, you know, they've got about a month or two to get this roster shaped in a way where they're going to compete at a higher level next year?
Well, I think there's a couple of ways you can go, Chris. And, you know, when you talk about what's the biggest need, I think it's on the front line. I think it's from the 4 to the 5. When I'm looking at Rui, I'm really, you know, in my mind, I'm still picturing Rui as a 3. And I know he's played 4, and he's, you know, he could be a small ball 4. But I think if you get a guy who's a little bit more inside-oriented, or a guy that can protect the rim a little bit better, because Rui is not that. He's a solid player, but he's not a shot blocker. And we're still kind of we're toggling back and forth between whether or not he's a small ball 4 or can he develop into a true NBA 3, particularly with the responsibilities that 3s have in today's game. So we're still waiting a little bit on Rui, and again, they're going to make a draft pick based on what they think Rui could be, because you don't want to draft basically the same type of player twice. But I think it really has to be a big guy that could give you more rim protection than, say, what you've been getting, and then that would allow you to move some other guys around. I think Thomas Bryant would actually be better served as a power forward. Just think about maybe if you could bring in a good 5 or a guy who is more rebounding and defensive oriented, maybe you move Thomas Bryant to the 4 and you work with Rui at the 3. Or you could potentially draft a guy who could give you more offense at the 3 or the 4 and basically work Rui around that. So there are a couple of scenarios when you talk about what the Wizards could do. When I look at the immediate need, though, I see a definite need for better rim protection, better rebounding, and someone who can get a bucket without being set up. For me, if I had the perfect player for the Wizards right now, I actually think it would be Toppin, because I think as a power forward who could consistently hit the 3, he also is a pretty good rim protector. He also is a good rebounder and a very athletic frontline player. So he would be the guy that I think would really fit in with what the Wizards are doing. But like you said, I seriously doubt that there's any move that they could make to get a guy like that.
The crazy part of that is, in order to get someone like that without trading Bradley Beal, you got to look at the teams behind the Warriors, behind the Timberwolves, and maybe look at the Chicago Bulls. Maybe he's still available at 4. And you deal someone else from this roster to try to get there. I mean, I don't know if the Bulls would be looking to part ways, because Lauri Markkanen kind of plays that position. So to have Obi Toppin there, would be okay, so you got two guys that are similar, so you got to get rid of one. So I think if you are the Wizards and you had your eyes or your mind set on a player like that, I think looking to maybe package that 9th pick with a player on this roster that might be intriguing to the Chicago Bulls might be the way to go.
And I totally agree with you, because I think that is realistically the only way that you can move up from where you are and actually get a guy who potentially could make an impact this season. Because, again, you've got a pick. You've got, you know, a couple of bodies that are still young and developing, and that they may be of value to other teams. So I just don't think when I look at Bradley Beal and potentially John Wall coming back and returning to all-star form, I mean, it's really exciting to me, particularly in the East. It's just a matter of putting the right pieces around them and having some other guys step up. And I just think, you know, that could happen depending on some of the moves that the Wizards are able to make. But it's not going to be easy, that's for sure.
Yeah, the Wizards are certainly a team that we heard the rumors today started by other people. We're not hearing it within the organization. But there seems to be a lot of other teams interested in their players and their assets. And so I think that they could be players on draft night a little bit before or a little bit after, because they don't have a lot of cap space. And if you're looking at what's happened unfortunately, with COVID, if you're looking to clear some cap space, maybe the Wizards, you know, make sure they're under the salary cap whenever that's set. There are a lot of interesting things happening, even regarding real life, that we need to be paying attention to with this team, what's going to happen over the next couple of months. Tony Massenburg, thank you for stopping by. Overtime, less than a month before the NBA draft, so we're going to continue to keep our eye on things.
Always a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tony. It's Tony Massenburg, analyst for the Washington Wizards pregame and postgame shows. I'm Chris Miles here on Overtime. When we come back, we're going to check in with Darren Haynes again, because remember, he said something very interesting about Dwayne Haskins and Adrian Peterson after having a recent conversation with those two players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we've come to the end of the road of Overtime tonight. I want to send a special thanks to Tony Massenburg, who was just on the show talking about these trade rumors of the Washington Wizards. Special thanks to Chris Williamson from SNY in New York about how they view Daniel Jones and the Dwayne Haskins situation and Ron Rivera going for two, and that in 2 weeks from now we could have the Giants and the Washington football team playing for first place in the NFC East. But I think the best part of our show so far was probably when Darren Haynes came on and he spoke about his conversation with Dwayne Haskins, also a conversation with Adrian Peterson. But I think what he said about his conversation with Dwayne Haskins was a bit enlightening.
I just know that Dwayne Haskins wants to get back onto the football field. Dwayne Haskins has been putting in the work despite some reports that have been out there. I've been telling people this all the time. Like, I called Dwayne up almost at midnight, and the dude was still working on notes that he was supposed to prepare to give to his coaches. So he may not be doing all the work that the coaches see in the particular building, but he's doing the work that needs to be done. And I think this decision to bench him blindsided him because he felt like he was doing all the work that he needed to do to try to improve. So it goes deeper than that, Chris, man. I wish I can share it, but my only way I feel like Dwayne Haskins will get back on the field is if there's some particular injury or Kyle Allen really goes out there and just literally stinks it up. But even if he stinks it up, the next person in line is Alex Smith. You're looking at a line that Dwayne Haskins is pretty much walking in, but he definitely wants to be back on the field. He wants his starting position back. I mean, what quarterback wouldn't want their starting position back?
I thought the very end of that was key because he's not just saying that. He's saying that he spoke to Haskins on the phone and that he's trying to do all the things to get back on the field. But is it too late? Because Kyle Allen has the starting job, which, again, Haynes made it seem as if that was always the plan once Ron Rivera got the job, that he was going to go get Kyle Allen. Kyle Allen was going to be the starting quarterback for the Washington football team. He also said that some of, you know, the things that came out about Haskins around him losing the job after he lost the job weren't necessarily on the up and up. Very interesting train of thought. Very interesting insight about the quarterback situation here. I think it's plain and simple. He also said it was like a lateral move going from Haskins to Kyle Allen. And I think that's kind of the point. When you draft a quarterback in the first round, and this may be, I don't know, the lesson Dwayne Haskins gets from this. I mean, I don't believe in these moral victories, but just in general, you have to be so good that they can't take it away from you. I don't know if Haskins did that. I think that Ron Rivera had a different direction he wanted to go in and was waiting for Haskins to make the mistakes so that he could make the change. And what we see now is the plan that Ron Rivera had. And I don't think any of us believe it to be a good plan. But I also don't think there's a very large group of us that view Dwayne Haskins as the guy that we all miss and want to see back under center for the Washington football team. The question is, will he get the opportunity again? Because we understand that if Kyle Allen gets hurt, it's Alex Smith we're going to see back on the field. We also look back to a couple of seasons ago when Alex Smith did get hurt. Who was it, Josh Jackson out there starting games for the Washington football team? Josh Johnson. Thanks, Vic, because I seriously, that is the first time a quarterback stepped onto a football field, and I said, wait, who is this guy? Let's hope we don't get into one of those situations again. Thank you to everyone that's listened to Overtime. I'm Chris Miles. It's been real, people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.